Thank you.
So the disqualifiers to. Oh, does it?
We did up here. We just got. Looks like he just got.
Is he arrested?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, okay. Give him a little bit of time. I would want to come. I would want to come. Case number 22-773.
Morning.
You're issuing authority?
Yes.
Morning.
Okay, sir, can you please just identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name indicating the authority you represent?
Sure, Detective Lieutenant Matthew Malone from Danbury Police Department. Last name Malone.
Okay, and Detective, I understand there is a felony conviction 2009 on this case, is that correct?
That is correct.
Sir, do you understand you have a felony conviction?
Yes, I do.
Okay. By law, as a felon, you are not authorized to accept a handgun. So you have two choices. You can proceed with your case today. We will immediately call a roll call, and we are forced by law to deny your appeal. You can withdraw your appeal today, knowing that you have no chance of being victorious. If you wanted to obtain a permit in the future, you would have to get that conviction removed from your record. Is that a Connecticut conviction?
Yes.
It is. You could apply to the Board of Pardons. If you're successful, that would be removed as a automatic disqualifier for the handgun issue. We would, or the issuing authority would still be able to use the underlying grounds of the conviction against you, but the automatic disqualifier nature would be removed, so you could reapply at that point. So your two options are either moving forward and automatically losing your appeal or withdrawing your appeal. So that is up to you what you would like to do today.
So if I withdraw, I could apply for the pardon is what you're saying?
Yeah, you would need to do that first in order to.
So I thought that because it was only my only arrest, that because of the clean slate thing that.
No, you have to actually get that erased yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, I wasn't.
No,
so
it's going to stay on your record until.
So I do that with the
Board of Pardons. There is a link on our. I mean, you can Google it.
Right,
but
right.
There's a link on our website as well.
Okay.
All right.
And then once I do that, I basically start this whole process again, right?
Yes,
reapply.
You have to reapply.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You'd be best to talk to a lawyer. Clean slate law, there is a way to apply for that.
Is there?
There is a way to automatically erase it. I'm just not, but right now it does stand as a conviction on your record. Even if it were supposed to have been removed, you still have to convict. Mm-hmm. But if you got someone who could navigate the system through a pardon, which would be more lengthy, clean slate, from what I understand, is pretty quick. It's filed a form with the court. If you meet the requirements, you can get it erased.
Understood.
Okay.
Thank you.
So would you like to proceed or withdraw?
I guess withdraw.
All right. The case has been withdrawn at 10:22. Thank you both.
Thank you.